When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back on a Tuesday.
I'm Joe Walsh.
Take it away, Joe. There's a reference to baseball in this song, but it doesn't come till later. We won't let it. That's why we played it. I've now become a spokesperson for Major League Baseball, just to let you all know. We'll get to that in a second. Welcome back, Tuesday. WBAB, Long Island's classic rock and roll. Joe Wall starting things off here on a Tuesday. All right, Alex, how you feeling on Tuesday?
I feel good. How do you feel?
Ready? Pretty good, you know? I'm all right. Went to the Dodger game last night. Nice. Out at the, you know, back at it. Back at baseball season. Preseason, technically. It was every year the Dodgers and the Angels play one game at Dodger Stadium and one game in Anaheim right before the season starts. They call it the Freeway Series. And we went to Dodger Stadium last night with Sarah Colonna, John Ryan, and myself, all baseball fans. We were all big baseball fans. And I don't know if you guys have heard anything about it, nor do you care. But here goes. It's an interesting story, and it seems to be getting a lot of traction outside of even baseball fans. I'm seeing it everywhere. Now, because it's a guy named Shohei Ohtani, however you pronounce it, you probably have heard of him. Many say he's the greatest baseball player of all time. It's a rare thing that he does. He pitches and hits and does them both probably as good as anybody in baseball does them. So he is just signed a huge contract. He was playing with the Angels for his first couple of seasons. Then he signed a huge contract with the Dodgers, and now he's a Dodger, and everything was looking great. He's a handsome, tall, strapping, good-looking Japanese guy. Everything you want out of a star in Major League Baseball. He's going to bring you international audiences. He's Americans love him. His jersey sold the biggest selling jersey, you know, Dodger jersey of all time.
Really?
Wow. Everything. Yeah. I mean, just the money that the revenue he will bring to wherever he plays, and now it's LA, is just the Japanese will pack the stadium. And so I was there last night, and here's the controversy. Shohei Ohtani, they're saying that his interpreter, who has been his interpreter and his friend, Shohei doesn't speak any English. He just speaks Japanese. And so he has an interpreter who does all the press conferences and everything else. Not only an interpreter, I think they were pretty tight, pretty good friends. But anyway, it started to come out a few weeks ago that this guy was gambling. Mm-hmm. The interpreter was gambling with an illegal bookie the bookie, I guess, was talking a lot, like in Vegas. He was like, I'm Shohei Ohtani, he's my boy, you know? Mm-hmm. So somehow that, the guy was talking a lot, got her. Anyway, turns out this guy had like a, was taking money. So they say, this guy, the interpreter, was taking money out of Shohei's accounts, upwards of $5 million to gamble on games. So then people were like, wait a minute, is it him or is it Shohei Ohtani who's gambling?
Yeah.
Which I guess is not allowed in sports, which is interesting. Okay, now let me just say this. I don't understand why, I mean, these days gambling has become such a, I saw like a meme that was kind of like, they were like, how could this happen in Major League Baseball? We'll get to that story in a minute. You know, when it go to over ESPN, sponsored by
FanDuel,
and then FanDuel sponsored by MGM Bets, and you know, so I mean, you just see it everywhere. Like this, like actually, when you're watching baseball or football on regular, like CBS or NBC or whatever, they're showing like the odds in the corner, like bet now to see if this guy's going to hit a home run on FanDuel or whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay, all that aside, but I guess the players are not allowed to bet, what I've heard, on the sport they're playing.
Yeah.
So Shohei could not bet on baseball, which makes sense, because then the guy could throw games or whatever. But people like, he's throwing games. I'm like, he's throwing games. He hits 48 home runs last year and won 21 games as a pitcher. If he was throwing games, would those numbers? He's putting up numbers that nobody's even seen before.
Yeah.
He's certainly not throwing games. So, but who knows?
But wouldn't the argument be that for every game he wins, he's slowly, you know, he's becoming more favored to win and to win and to win until he does throw a game, in which case he makes
that's a good argument
20-fold because he already went. But again, it's still kind of on the back of him being the best.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, anyway, so I was with John Ryan last night, who's a professional football player and played for the Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers for 12 years in the NFL. And I asked him, I was like, so what was your, what was the ruling in the NFL? And he goes, I'm not really a gambler. She says, but I remember like they was, you could bet as long as you don't bet on football. But apparently the issue with Shohei and this and his interpreter is that they were using an illegal bookie. That guy, this guy who was doing all the talking.
Yeah.
And that's where the issue lies. I guess if Shohei was betting on horse racing with FanDuel, it would be fine. But using an illegal bookie is an issue. And okay, now what I'm going
to. And again, no one has said that Shohei was gambling.
No. But now the FBI is investigating and the MLB is investigating. So there's an investigation going on. He spoke yesterday for the first time. He did a press conference. That was the other thing. People were like, well, he's not saying anything. So he did a press conference with his new interpreter.
And he's like, yeah, I don't have an interpreter. What do you want?
Well, he's got a new one. And he was, and he basically said, this is, I never bet on sports. I don't bet on baseball or any sport. And this guy stole money from me. He's my friend. And that's the end of it. So I'm at the game last night, and there is more press than I've ever seen at a Dodger game ever. I mean, it's not even regular season yet. It's a preseason game. Regular season starts on Thursday. And there is every news network. I mean, it looked like there was a murder, and you know, one of those things where you see 10,000 news trucks out front. There was helicopters in the air. There was all for this guy and this story. So anyway, I guess yesterday he did a press conference and he said, I never did anything. So I'm sitting at my seat, me, Sarah Colon, and John, we're enjoying ourselves. It's a terrible game. The Dodgers got three hits and lost 6-0. But other than that, it's still fun. Dodger Stadium's kind of a fun place to be. And this guy sits down in front of us, kind of an old gentleman. He goes, would you like to talk about the Shohei Ohtani thing? I'm a journalist for NPR. And normally I don't do this sort of stuff. I was like, no, we're good. But he seemed like a good enough guy. And he was kind of joke. We were like talking about baseball first before he broke out the recorder. Okay. So we were having kind of a good back and forth. And it looked to me like he was a journalist, and it was about 10 PM and he'd been walking around the stadium since 7. And he's like, I got to get one more guy to talk about this fucking thing so I can get this story to air or whatever. So we sat down and we started talking. Now, I don't know much about the Shohei Ohtani case because I just haven't had the time to do the full research on it. But I've done some research, and it seems to me like almost like the Kate Middleton story where there was really no story yet. I mean, maybe there will be eventually if there's more investigation or whatever. But at this time, the guy says, I don't believe I didn't do it. And he did. And that's the end of it. So I'm like, all right, I'll take him at his word. Until I hear more details, I don't know anything. If the guy says he didn't do it, I believe he didn't do it.
Yeah. I agree. These days, people try to make a story out of the making of a story.
Well, that's what this... So this guy sits down and then he says, all right, tell me about what do you think? And I say, so anyway, here I am, everybody, on NPR this morning. Go ahead.
So Dodger Stadium had that preseason game last night. What did the fans have to say about all this?
Well, Ohtani got a huge ovation when his name was announced in the starting lineup.
Designated hitter, number 17.
I spoke to Chris Frangiola. He is from New York, now lives in L.A., a Dodger fan. His gut feeling is that Ohtani is telling the truth.
I believe it. I'm going to say I believe it.
Why?
Based on nothing. I mean, I feel like the other guy, his interpreter, seems, I mean, I'm hearing more and more about it, and it seems like he was a bit of a shady character. So until I hear anything else, I'm going to believe him.
Now, another person I...
Okay. What an idiot. Why am I even talking? First of all, let me just say this.
Wait, hold on. You're a Dodgers fan.
First, let me just say this. I should be
You're wearing a Dodgers hat right now.
Alex, you better cut it out. I should be a politician because I am so good at saying something but saying absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Which is this whole story. Like, this poor guy has got to do a story on a non-story.
Mm-hmm. On an accusation.
On an accusation.
Unfounded.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but anyway... Let me just say this. That's me about three beers in and having a good time. And we were kind of joking before we went to, you know, he had the microphone out. So we were having kind of a laugh about what he had said was, that's why you hear him stumble at it. He goes, a Dodger fan. Because I told him, I said, he goes, are you a Dodger fan? I said, honestly, I am a little bit because I live in Los Angeles and have for a long time. So the Dodgers, I'm a baseball fan, love baseball. And the Dodgers are the team that I hear about every day because they're the team in this city. So back when there were such things as newspapers and stuff like that, you would look at the LA Times and the sports section was about the Dodgers.
Yeah.
This is before internet and things like that. You know what I mean? So I became a Dodger fan just because I'm here. I live in this city. So I do enjoy the Dodgers. I love the stadium. I love going. But as you know, if you listen to this podcast or you know me, I am a Mets fan. I fucking love the Mets. It's my passion more than probably anything else. Comedy, podcasting, fuck it all.
Being a father?
All of it. I am a Mets fan. Fuck it, the rest of it. So, and I told him that. And I was like, I'm a Mets fan, you know, but I'm in LA. Like, what am I going to do? Not pay attention to the Dodgers? I enjoy coming out to the Dodger Stadium. It's fun. So we were laughing about it because he said the same thing. He's like, well, I'm an Angel fan, but I live here now and hate the Dodgers and blah, blah, blah. So then he goes on the air and he says, I'm a Dodger fan. Mm-hmm. Which, son of a bitch. So, okay. Now, I say what I say. I said what I said. And I don't, who knew anyone live? I mean, I didn't know the reach that NPR had.
Yeah.
So this morning, I'm getting my daughter ready for school, and my wife goes, are you on NPR, like, right now? I was like, what? She goes, my friends are texting me that they just heard you on NPR. And I was like, oh, I guess last night some guy from NPR interviewed me for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
At Dodger Stadium. I didn't even think about it. And then my phone starts blowing up. I'm not kidding. I got 25 messages from friends and you guys and everything else. You're on NPR talking about, I mean, is NPR, do people listen to NPR that much?
The interesting,
it was crazy.
Is
I was on Late Night with David Spade 10 times. I never heard one thing about it. I do one dumb interview on NPR and people are going wild.
It's hard to find too. Like, you have to listen to the 3-minute audio version of a story that you got to get into this. Like, I don't even know how people found it.
I got a text from Chelsea Handler's sister that I haven't talked to in forever, and she was like, I'm listening to NPR, and you're talking about, I thought you were a Mets fan. I was like, oh, damn it. I knew this was going to. So it was pretty wild. So yeah, that was me talking about the Saying absolutely nothing. Saying
too bad you couldn't have slid in a Kansas City promo in there.
Well, I mean, I know. Well, the other people were like, he didn't even mention you're a comedian. I'm like, do you think I tell people in public I'm a comedian? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I would. And he didn't ask. You know, it wasn't one of the things. Tell us what you do for a living. Could you imagine? Because last time I spoke to comedian Chris Frangiola, like, oh, how embarrassing. It was embarrassing enough that I just had nothing to say about it, and you know, three giant, you know, those beers at Dodger Stadium are gigantic. I was going with the Micheladas, Alex. I love the Michelada.
Yeah.
And
like a red beer?
Yeah, kind of. It's a little, got a little spice to it. They put some tahine on the rim.
Ooh.
It's a good time. I think they're like $30 a piece, but if for whatever reason at Dodger Stadium, it's one of those things you go in, it's like Disneyland or Universal or whatever. You just go in knowing this is going to be, you know, you can't fight it anymore. Like the prices of concerts and these things are just going to be that.
Yeah.
You know, a beer, like it's almost at this point, if you went up and they said $6 for the beer, like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I don't want it.
Like, oh, I don't want that three? Beer. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, is this beer tainted or something?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all just accepted it. Mm-hmm. That beers are going to be $25. But it is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were having some fun there last night. I didn't realize I was going to be the star of NPR in the morning. I'm going to have to find, like, how do I find NPR? I mean, I know of it, of course. It's,
I think they have an app or.
So that how, I guess that's how people get their news. This is like, don't they have like the guy, do the podcasts and stuff? Isn't there a guy on there? Ira Glass.
They have a lot of podcasts. Lot of them. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm going to become NPR guy. You've heard me on there saying absolutely nothing. But isn't that what everybody does? Isn't everyone?
Because if you come out and cockily just be like, well, what I think is this, then everyone's going to comment, this guy's a douche. Like, right. It's a lose-lose, right?
I know, especially in a story that, like, everyone likes Shohei Ohtani. People want, nobody wants this to be true. So, I mean, I don't think, there's nobody out there who hates this guy. He's everything you want in a baseball player. He's bring some good-looking Japanese people to Dodger Stadium. Let me tell you. I mean, they're like dressed up for like a club.
Ooh.
I mean, you got to see this, like these like attractive women, Japanese women and Japanese men, like walking around like they're at the fucking like a club.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there, like it's a party for the Japanese folks at with this Shohei Ohtani there. You know, he's got a wife. He's just recently admitted to being married or something, or he just secretly got married to, a very famous basketball star in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like 6'3" or something, a very attractive Japanese woman. So, I mean, could you imagine the kids? This guy's like the greatest baseball player. She's like the greatest basketball. I mean, they have to be some sort of athlete, right? They can't just be doing podcasts out of that garage. What a disappointment they would be in life. So anyway, that's my story. That's my boring baseball story for you, those of you who don't care at all. There you have it. There is an interesting story that everybody would be interested in. And another story that I'm waiting on more facts, but let's just have some fun with it anyway, is this P. Diddy. Like what? First of all, what is going on with this P. Diddy? Like, it's just like, I feel like in the last couple of months, it has just been nothing but bad news for this guy. There's people accusing him of you name it. I mean, there's women accusing
him. Men, women, yeah.
Men, women.
Everyone.
Now there's like, I'm seeing just trafficking. There's like in the title, you know, the headline, it's FBI is raiding his homes, several homes, I believe. I'm seeing trafficking's in the headline. That's a bad story. Anytime you see your name with FBI and trafficking, you're like, oh, shit. Like, who knows? I haven't read far enough into the story, and I'm part of the problem. I mean, I think that's what most people do. They just read FBI and trafficking and PD. They're like, wow, look at this guy's out there trafficking children or whatever. So who knows what it is? I mean, I think you did a little bit more research on it, but.
Yeah.
I heard he flew off, like he got on a private jet and flew to the Caribbean or something.
Oh,
so he's gone and just like, and then I saw a video of him just like kind of meandering around Miami airport, just like looking strangely alone. And I don't know, looked like he's, and then I saw a picture of his son in handcuffs outside of one of his houses.
Whoa.
But I don't know if that's what happens. I guess they have to do that. I mean, if they raid a home and somebody's in it, they handcuff you.
Maybe they don't. Maybe they only handcuff you when you start going, get the fuck out of my. You know,
who knows?
Maybe you get agitated. Who knows?
And then now there's an Usher tie-in. Usher's, I guess, was an interview, and he said that would they send. Now I'm becoming one of these people who just once again, like I did with Shohei Ohtani, saying nothing but saying everything. Something about, does he have a camp or something like to P. Diddy? And he was like, would you send your kid to the camp and
to Diddy camp?
And Usher was like, fuck no. Like I've seen some things there. And when I was hanging out with him in my early days in music, I saw some things I didn't need to. So it's all just wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this guy gay? What is going on? Is he not? Is he who? Oh, it's just crazy. Is he a murderer? Is he a trafficker? Did he kill Biggie? Did he kill Tupac? What? Who? Honestly, I was upset at him for fucking with that police song years ago that I love. I'll be watching you every step. You know?
No, you didn't like his take on it?
I mean, it was okay, but the police song's much better. But, uh-huh. I'm not going to be one of those old men who gets mad at sampling, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you have? Are there any facts? It's just another story with no facts at this point, right? But so, we don't need facts anymore. What we do is we take the headline like I'm doing right now.
Uh-huh.
We run over to Facebook and TikTok and Twitter.
And we see what other dumb people are saying.
And we just start going at it with no... Like, it's the Kate Middleton is a classic. I mean, Kate Middleton sitting down and saying, I have cancer and I'm trying to keep it in my family and for my children. It was just her way. I mean, didn't every one of us just feel like a complete asshole at that moment? Well, and that was a perfect example of a feeding frenzy of idiots, myself included, Alex included, for months, having fun with it and whatever else. And then we're like, oh, wait, well, now we feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So here it'll happen again with not that P. Diddy is anything like Kate Middleton, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So what do you have as far as facts go, if there are any?
So what I believe has started is, I think this, remember when we talked a while back about how they were getting rid of that like statute of limitations for civil cases?
Yes, and that's why a lot of older cases had been kind of surfacing.
Yeah, so there have been some women who have accused Diddy of something, but this kind of comes from the male we talked about. Rodney Jones, a record producer, has accused Combs of a litany of sexual assault allegations.
Yeah.
His 73-page lawsuit against the rapper and several of his associates and record label was filed in New York last month, claims that Combs was known for throwing sex trafficking parties and alleges that those affiliated with such parties or those who sponsored them were given access to celebrities and even international dignitaries like British royal Prince Harry.
I know. Well, that's the other thing. Now, poor this fucking Prince Harry.
He's like, wow, what do I got to do?
I mean, now, this morning, I'm just seeing his name all over the headline. Prince Harry involved. Like, he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, but wow.
So I moved to America.
That sounds like, I mean, that's like some Epstein shit, right? But who knows? Is this all from this one guy? This one, is he the one making these accusations?
I mean, he made them in a house. Yeah, he made them in a court. And I think a woman had recently accused him of the same thing. I don't know. His name's been in the news a lot lately.
I know.
I'm not sure which one sparked it, but.
Now, does it say anything in that article you're reading? Does it say anything about his line of glasses at America's Best? Because I have to tell you, Alex, I think I have a couple of Sean Johns from America's Best. And there are times when I will meander over to the Sean John section. It's a high-end section in America's Best. You start out in the Randy Jackson section.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad place over there, the Randy Jackson. There's people on crutches. There's hungry children. There's a dumpster on fire over in the Randy Jackson section.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move up a little bit. You move on to a guy named Ricky Smiley. He's a comedian, but he's got a line of glasses at America's Best. The Ricky Smiley collection. Got a couple of Ricky Smileys, too.
I'm starting to notice a pattern here.
I know. Exactly. It's like it's like black guys who don't seem... I don't even think they wear glasses.
Yeah.
But whatever.
And they don't really work anymore.
No. Yeah. So anyway, Then you
and they
on.
All have sex trafficking rings. No, I don't know. Ricky don't Smiley.
Don't you dare with Ricky
Randy
Smiley.
Jackson has them.
So then you move on to Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm. Privé Roux.
Privé Roux.
Yeah.
He's got some nice stuff. I'm currently wearing, these are Privé Roux right here, Alex, mm-hmm. in your face.
Yeah.
And then if you're really doing well, if things are going well, you go over to Jamie Foxx's collection.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're getting two pairs for $179 or something. Mm-hmm. The actual retail price when you get it all rung up is $780. But whatever, that's the sign says, little owl that says it's two for $179. Mm-hmm. Don't you believe that fucking owl? Bullshitter. So I don't know. Am I still able? Like, what happens to Sean John? I see some Sean John at like a, you know, the only place I see Sean John is like Marshalls and Ross Dress for Less. She'll be going through like the, and then some Sean John jersey will pop up.
I just went to.
They're usually worn by like a white guy who's on crack.
Yeah.
You know, you see like that's a fair. Cracked out white guy on Ventura Boulevard wearing a Sean John jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway.
I just went to Sean John's website and there's nothing here. That's the whole website is just.
Oh, really?
So.
Because I feel like that's a big deal for him. I mean, you know, I mean, at this point, didn't we look up how he makes his money? It was like vodka and, you know, a million
other
things. Vodka's
the big one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
human trafficking.
Now, yeah, I feel like the trafficking, you know, there's a couple of new things that are coming out to scare people. You know, I feel like at this point in life, we have to, you know, everybody has to be terrified of something, you know, and media, whoever it may be. The internet, what they tried migrants, and it's working. Like everyone's afraid of the migrants. Mm-hmm. These migrants, here they come, and whatever. And you know, it is an issue. I don't want to make light of it, but it is an issue. But I'm going to make light of it. So that was the first one. Like migrants, whatever. Be careful. Here comes a migrant. Trans. Be careful that he's trans. Mm-hmm. What about if it was a trans migrant?
Ooh,
oh my God! Could you imagine?
Look out!
Yeah, look out! And there probably is one. You see one coming across, crawling through barbed wire, getting a dress caught. Oh, baby. And now the new one I've noticed that surfacing over on New York Post is squatters.
Oh yeah!
Watch out for squatters, Alex,
mm-hmm.
because they get in. And then you can't get them out.
No.
This happened probably like three times in this country. And there's like one, you know, where you can't get the squatters out. And they are like, I have squatter's rights.
Yeah.
I will not leave. And you are now out of your home. I literally, Alex, we're in the garage right now. A squatter could walk in the front door
mm-hmm.
and go into the kitchen. And then I can't go back in the house. You understand how that works?
Yeah.
He's got squatter's rights.
Mm-hmm.
And now my wife, who's in the house now as well, she's his wife now.
Yeah. That's his right.
Beckett's his daughter. I am now in the garage for the rest of my life with you.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be trafficked to make money for P. Diddy. I know squatters is the new one. Like, be careful of squatters. Now, here's what happens with these stories. You and I and most of you guys listening could take it with a grain of salt. You're like, I don't know if squatters, maybe. Now, listen, I'm not saying it's not a real thing. There are probably some people who have had to deal with squatter issues.
Mm-hmm.
Actually know a guy, a friend of mine who rented out a house who had a bit of an issue where the guy wouldn't leave. I don't know if you consider that a squatter, but he had some problems getting like a guy he had renting. Like, wouldn't leave the property and whatever.
Did he quit paying rent?
Yeah, it was like illegal. You know, and he goes, it was a bit of a fucking process to get the guy out legally and whatever else. And so maybe that's considered squatting. But for the most part, I don't know if that's going to be a problem you're going to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Most of you, myself included, and you guys and whoever else. But here's what these stories are not aimed at. They're not aimed at you guys. They're aimed at like a few old people who... You know, they got nothing better to do but sit on the couch and scroll through stories. Like my mom, you know, not that she believes these type of stories, but my mom sits with this iPad on a couch in Myrtle and she fucking loves it. If I put anything on Facebook or usually Facebook, she doesn't have Instagram, she will immediately comment. It's not up for a split second before my mom makes a comment because she's sitting there waiting for anybody to say anything. And then she'll comment on it. Mm-hmm. And then she'll throw a recipe up. She'll maybe throw a meme up, you know, something about the know, the Mets have wished her a happy St. Patrick's Day, and she'll throw that up on there. Oh, look at this. The Mets wish me happy St. Patrick's Day. And but there was a large contingent of like old AARP people, whatever you guys know what I'm talking about. They're terrified of all of this. They're the ones who are gonna sit down at what's that one like breakfast place you see? It feels like it's in the southern part of the country. Perkins.
Waffle House. Oh, Perkins. Okay.
they're gonna sit down at a Perkins, and then a waitress is going to come over who's also got strong opinions on these things.
Yeah.
And you believe they're squatting in all the homes. If you leave your house for a few minutes, the squatters come in, and then you're out. I read about that. The waitress was like, yes, I saw that. And the squatters are trans migrants is what I was reading. They are. They're trans migrants. They will come in. They'll steal your makeup to get themselves pretty.
Yeah.
And then they'll go out and they go to P. Diddy's house and have parties. Oh, my God. So, so that's the new one. Everybody be careful of squatters. And have you heard anything about squatting?
Oh yeah,
yeah. But it's on the cover of the New York Post every day now. This new squatting issue. Apparently, it's happening on Long Island. They're squatting in the homes on Long Island. Listen, I'm from. If you guys want to, anybody wants to squat in Ronkonkoma, you're more than welcome.
I think I'm gonna get in on squatting.
I know it is.
It sounds like a good deal.
But, it's so funny when you read like if there actually is a thing this squatters right. I mean, I guess there is, right? But I mean, it is like a very bizarre. Like what?
Yeah.
Why do squatters have rights? They just do. I mean, sometimes whatever you want to call it, liberal and whatever. There's some fucking crazy shit going on out there. I just would like a little bit, and I'm not picking a side here, but you know what I mean. Like, could we just have fuck the sides, fuck the wacko this side, the wacko that side. We just have a little common sense. Like, all right, let's common sense it here. This guy owns this house. You don't.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Let this guy back in.
Yep.
He bought it. He's got nicer outfit than you. You obviously don't own this house. Look at your shoes.
Yeah.
Look at this guy's shoe. You're wearing, what are they called, Alex? The cloth shoes.
Hey dudes. You're wearing hey dudes.
You're wearing hey dudes. This guy's not. You get the hell out, hey dude.
Yeah.
So isn't that just what we all want? In the end, with all the screaming and the yelling and all this shit, in the end, don't we want just a little kind of common sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't, you know.
I'm not sure if the laws have changed, but I remember a long time ago to squat and to get ownership of something, you had to kind of like be there for
a certain amount of time.
It was like 5 years and pay the property taxes.
Oh, is that right?
Is what it used to be. So it's like, let's say there's,
I don't think they're doing that.
But if there's an abandoned home and you just went and lived in it and you went on and paid the property taxes for it every year, at some point it becomes your. So you kind of have to let these places be unattended for long amounts of time. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think the squatter thing is like people are stealing your home out from under you.
No, I
think it's shit you've been letting sit around for 10 years and now you're trying to sell your assets. And
Alex, you better be careful.
Oh,
they'll
come
and get your shit.
So, I live in a car. What are they going to
do
for me?
You're out of your car. I know. You son of a bitch.
But that's my only asset, I should say.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, that's an interesting story as well. So be careful of that. One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food, healthy grocery store that even my kid loves. And that's hard to do, Alex. That's me once again reading Thrive Market's script that they send me. But let me tell you what I love about Thrive Market, Alex, and why I love it. They send it to my door, of course, which that's great. But some of the stuff they have, all healthy, all sourced from the best places, all that kind of stuff. So you feel like you're doing good in the world. Have you had the chocolate chip partake chocolate chip cookies? Have you had Heavenly Hunks peanut butter chocolate cookies.
No.
These, and what do you think? $4.49 for a 6 ounce pouch delivered right to your door. What do you like from there, Alex? You go for the pastas, you dude, said?
They got Bonzo chickpea pasta.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm a Dr. Bronner soap guy. I get it from Thrive now.
I know that they got that, all that kind of stuff too. Moisturizing cream, soaps, all that stuff. All Thrive Market. We love Thrive Market over here for that reason. And I love, they carry all the brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. As I said, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, which we have to do, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make it simpler and healthier swaps. That's what we have to do. We do this healthier cereals and the healthier snacks. And they got like a, can I say Pringles? They got like a Pringle thing over there, but it's called the Good Crisp. Okay. They're in like the container, you know, like with
like a tube.
Oh, like the two. They're so good. I love them. You can get those at Thrive Market. Once $3.60, Alex.
Not bad.
I mean, you can't beat it. So go over to Thrive Market. And because you guys listen to Cover, you know the deal. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping families in need with their one-for-one membership matching program, which is great. Save time and money and shop at Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/cover for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/cover. ThriveMarket.com/cover, 30% off because you're a cover-to-cover listener. Get yourself the chips, the pastas, the Rao's.
Yep.
Right to your door. No more of this grocery store stuff. Anyway, thanks, Thrive Market. Enjoy. Now, here's the thing about the squatters. If they do get in your home, the squatters, and be careful, it's a real issue. I think at this point, every time you leave the house, you should probably take most of your valuables with you, because you don't want the squatters to just all of a sudden have everything.
Yeah.
Because it does become theirs due to squatters' rights. And one thing I think you should grab on the way out of the house is always, it's probably a good idea, even without squatters, to always have this with you. And it's something that I learned about today because I follow Donald Trump on Instagram. Calm down, everybody. Calm down. Just relax. We're just going to have a little fun here for a second. And Donald Trump today was endorsing a Lee Greenwood Bible. The Lee Greenwood God Bless the USA Bible.
Yeah.
Lee Greenwood, the singer of
God
Proud
Bless the
to
USA.
Be an American and God Bless the USA. Listen, I don't hate either one of those songs. I mean, you know, I'm as dumb as the next guy. I get a little pride feeling when I hear, you know, Proud to Be an American. I've seen it at a couple of fireworks shows. They'll play that one in the grand finale. Fireworks start popping, and you get a little feeling of pride. Ah, yes, proud to be an American, where I can eat as many McNuggets as I want. Proud to be an American, where the squatters will not get my house.
Yep.
I want to stand up and get this Dylan Mulvaney off my beer can. How's that, Alex?
There ain't no doubt I love that can.
Thank you, Alex.
I got you.
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you for backing me up on
yeah.
that. well, so of course we went over to Lee Greenwood's website and we said, how much, you know, what, let's see what the deal is on this. Can I get, this Bible? It's a $59.99. Now of course we have to do a disclaimer on this one because we're getting into it seemed funny to me. That's all. Just funny. It has nothing to do with sides politically or anything like that, or nothing against Jesus or anything. Okay. It just seemed funny. The Lee Greenwood, the guy who wears he's always in like a sport coat with jeans. That's a good look for like an elderly country singer.
Yeah.
You know, look at me. I don't care, but I care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm still country, but I could also.
Yeah.
You could also take me to an Outback steakhouse and I'm not going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the sport coat part of me. And then jeans, of course. You want to have a good time? I'm ready for a good time.
Yeah.
So he's always, that's kind of his look. And there you go. But he's got, the Bible is $59.99, Alex.
Okay.
And who doesn't love the Bible? I mean, we used to have a Bible to Fran Joel's house. Donald Trump says in his video, he says, every family should have a Bible in their home. We did. We had a big one. It was a big one, thick. And it was a nice looking book. We would go through it as kids and look at the pictures, you know, and stuff. It was interesting to have.
Pictures in your Bible?
There was pictures. Yeah, we had a nice one, Alex. Oh. I think Lee Green was involved.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just pictures of Lee Green. But we used to put flowers in it because it was a heavy book. It was probably our heaviest book.
Okay.
And we were, there was a time in me and my mom, I was thinking, my other brothers weren't involved. My mom and I were, we were pressed flowers people.
Oh.
Do you remember the pressed flowers era of life?
I don't, but you, I think I know what it is.
Yeah. Well, you lived in Vegas, so maybe you didn't, you have a lot of flowers. Mm-hmm. You know, you were a desert person.
Yeah, and the 90s, you're but maybe it was Vegas.
You're a desert person. But we had, you know, rich flowers in, mm-hmm. in the East Coast. And we would put them in the book, and then you press them. And if you get a decent pressed flower, you put it in a frame. Or what do they call it? What's the frame that's like a little thick, and it's, they call it like a jewel box? What do they call that? When you put like a baseball inside the frame.
I know,
it something.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Anyway, enough about that.
So would you press the flower flat?
Flat. You try and get it as flat as you can.
Like from the side, or do you open it? You like open face flower flat?
Alex, don't ask too many questions. Okay. I just put a fucking dead rose in there and closed the Bible and went back 2 years later mm-hmm. to see if it was flattened enough for me to put in a nice frame.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever got one to frameable flatness.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was fun to do with Mom.
Because you had the wrong Bible.
I should have had the Lee Greenwood, $59.99.
Mm-hmm.
God Bless the USA Bible. The Bible is handwritten. It's got the handwritten course of God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood in it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's got the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance all in there.
Okay.
In the Bible as
America's documents and
the
Jesus's
Bible.
Documents.
Everything you need in one book. I mean, if that for $59.99, not bad. It's in stock now, and due to a high auto volume, please allow up to 4 to 6 weeks for delivery.
Whoa.
I felt like the days of 4 to 6 weeks for delivery were over.
Are over, yeah.
I used to order things from Bazooka Joe Comics. Mm-hmm. The two things I ordered. And you'd have to collect a bunch of Bazooka Joe bubblegum comics to order these things. And one time I ordered a New York Mets, tell that fucking guy from NPR, I ordered a New York Mets pennant from Bazooka Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And back then it was like, yeah, it'll take about 12 weeks to get there. And you would wait. I mean, just like, when is my pennant going to show up? Like, I want to get some mail up in here. And it was just, everything just took forever. And then one day that pennant showed up and it was a little tiny piece of like just cloth shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so disappointed. I'm like, oh my God. My mother got right on the phone with the Better Business Bureau, Alex. Rest assured.
Yeah.
She got right on the phone with the Better Business Bureau. I think she spoke to Bazooka Joe himself. I was very upset. Anyway, can you play a little of the Lee Greenwood God Bless the USA Bible commercial?
Yes.
It's the perfect gift.
Introducing the limited edition God Bless the USA Bible, inspired by Lee Greenwood's hit song and the most recognized patriotic anthem in America.
Yeah.
God Bless the USA. The God Bless the USA large print leather-bound King James Bible
good.
Also
large
contains
print.
America's founding
documents.
Oh, it's
leather-bound?
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance, along with a handwritten chorus to Lee Greenwood's song, God Bless the USA. With its large print and slim design,
there, look, they have some frequently asked questions on the website about the Lee Greenwood Bible. Do you want to hear some of the frequently asked questions? People, mm-hmm. These are frequently asked.
Yeah.
So they were so frequently asked that the people over at the Lee Greenwood website went, let's just answer these once and for all. I can't sit here and take more phone calls about this. These things. And the first question is this Bible officially endorsed by Donald Trump? And the answer, of course, of that frequently asked question is yes. This Bible mm-hmm. is endorsed by Donald Trump. The next question is it endorsed by Lee Greenwood? I would imagine it is because it's called the Lee Greenwood Bible.
Yeah.
And it says, yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Lee Greenwood's on board as well. Endorsed it. You know who else is endorsed by? Chris Frangiola and Alex Kahn over to cover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's been that question's been asked, but I'm going to endorse. Why wouldn't I endorse it?
Mm-hmm.
Seems nice. What makes this Bible unique and special? Asks somebody. Somebody asks.
A lot of frequently. People ask frequently.
Some dope. First and foremost, the answer is, the God Bless the USA Bible is the only Bible inspired by America's most recognized patriotic anthem, God Bless the USA. I'm having trouble finding the correlation between that song and the Bible, but listen, I'm not going to ask questions. The Bible also features, as we said before, handwritten chorus to God Bless the USA, the United States Constitution, Declaration of Bill of Rights, and Pledge of Allegiance. What translations are available is another frequently asked question. The God Bless USA Bible was produced in the trusted King James translation. That's the end of it.
That's it.
Please note, we do not offer any traditional translations. That's it. You don't like King James? Get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can you tell me more about what's inside the Bible? Someone asked. Frequently. Sure thing. That's what they wrote. Sure thing. Printed in an easy-to-read two-column format, the God Bless You Bible includes the word of Jesus in red.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it? We also ensure that each Bible includes a presentation page and a gold ribbon marker. Is this a good gift? That's my question. I actually call it.
Yeah, no, he looked at me. He didn't read it. Alex, he looked at me.
That is a frequently asked question.
No, you looked at me like it was on your mind, too. Is this a good gift?
I want you to know what you're getting for Christmas. Is this a good gift? Absolutely. The God Bless the USA Bible is the perfect gift for family members, friends, special occasions, and much more. Special occasions. Ooh, hey.
Happy graduation, son. Don't forget the good words of Lord and Jimmy Butler.
Hey, P. Diddy, this is a great party. You know what I brought? Because it's such a fun special occasion. I brought the Lee Greenwood Bible to the party. Yeah.
Why don't you get those victims out here? Let's give them each a copy.
Get all those trafficked people a copy of this. It's I would have more, but the squatter took half my shit. can I buy this Bible in a store? No. You can only purchase it here on LeeGreenwood.com. When will my Bible ship? God Bless USA Bible is printed in limited edition quantities. Must take 4 to 6 weeks. Your order will ship when it becomes available.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this guy sounds like a bit of a prick. Ship when it comes available. Don't ask too many questions. Consider shipping in transit time over. Anyway, it takes a while to get. Where is my order? Oh, all orders of fulfillment will be fulfilled in Gulf Shores, Alabama by veteran-owned and operated companies. That's nice.
Yeah.
We will gladly help solve any of your customers' questions. That's pretty good. What is the return policy? I don't like this. I don't like any of this.
The font's not big enough.
Yeah, we want our customers to be 100% satisfied with the Bible. In the event the product is damaged during delivery, we will gladly replace your Bible. No problem. Personalized Bibles are not refundable. Personalized by, I guess, maybe Lee Greenwood signs it.
Mm-hmm.
What if the Bible has... Alex, I'm not joking when I say that this is a frequently asked question, and I don't know if it's a joke or not. I want you to read it so you know, so the listeners at home know I'm not joking. This is a frequently asked question.
What if my Bible has sticky pages?
What does that... What? What if somebody over there at Lee... What if Lee Greenwood himself was masturbating around this Bible? Sticky pages? What?
Yeah.
Who asked that question? What weird perv called up LeeGreenwood.com and said, Hey, I ordered this Bible a couple weeks ago. I'm excited. I'm anticipating its arrival. But I'd like to ask you a question before I get it, because it's a gift for a friend. I heard it was a friend of mine had asked a question earlier. Was it a good gift? And you said it was for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple special occasions coming up, so I'm going to get it as a gift. You said it was leather bound. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now one more question, and I don't know if this is frequently asked over there at your LeeGreenwood.com, but what if my pages are sticky? You know, I've walked past bookstores, I've heard about them, and I often think to myself when I purchase a book, I think, what if the pages are sticky? Is there something that you do? That's a frequently asked question, Alex.
Yeah.
You want to hear the answer?
What is the answer?
Some of the pages in your Bible are sticky? No worries. This is very common with new Bibles. Gold gilding around the edges of the paper. For your convenience, we've provided links to YouTube. What does a wonderful job explaining how to break in your new Bible?
Ooh, okay.
Is any of the money from the Bible going to the Donald Trump campaign? Oh, we're not going to get into that.
No, we don't.
We don't want any problems.
But that's been asked frequently.
That's anyway. There you go, everybody. That's we thought that might be fun to talk about, isn't it? Just relax. I know everybody loves these different things, and we're just having some fun over here on Cover to Cover. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to have just a little levity in life.
Yeah. I love all these things, and I can laugh at them.
Thank you. I do, too.
There you are.
I made my communion, my confirmation. I was born and raised in the Catholic world. I was, Alex, I did some exercising for the priests at St. Joseph's Church in Ronkonkoma. I worked out with not even real weights. He would just have us lift boards, and we would just lift boards, and then we'd pop our calves for him, and he would judge us.
Do little pose-offs.
And I have to say it always, nothing further than that. Nothing further than
Didn't
that.
Didn't we call them muscle shows? Isn't that the words
well,
you
I
used?
Think me and my friends were calling it around. We were, you know, it was a pretty stiff competition.
Who was judging these things? P. Diddy?
Alex, it was one of the priests. I told you the story many times. I don't know if that chapter's in the King James version of the Lee Greenwood Bible, but it should be. All right, everybody. We're having some fun over here. As you know, I'll be coming as well. We're releasing this today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm in Kansas City.
Tomorrow
I'm in Kansas City at the Comedy Club in Kansas City. The links are everywhere. You can go to frangiola.fun. The next stop with Alex and Olivia and myself is Tampa, Florida, where it's Side Splitters at 6 p.m. on a Saturday. That is April 6th. And then on April 7th, we go down to Dania Beach, Florida to the Improv. Everybody's talking about it. The entire state of Florida is very excited about our return.
Yep.
And those are on frangiola.fun as well. May 23rd, everybody, for those of you who have tickets, it has been moved to May 23rd. That is Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. It will not be moved again. May 23rd is the date. It's a Thursday night, I believe. I will be in Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. I haven't been to Stand Up Live in forever. Very excited for my return to Arizona. I love it there. And I have some good friends in Arizona, good fans, and we are coming back. Frangiola.fun has that.
Mm-hmm.
Rooster Tea Feathers up there in Sunnyvale, California. Frangiola.fun has that. Frangiola.fun has it all. There'll be many more dates added. Your cities are coming. Thank you to everyone who came out to Stanford and the Auburn Public Theater in Auburn, New York. Had some fun. I don't know if you guys listened to Patreon, but we talked about in detail my shows at the New York Comedy Club in Stanford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And we talked about a specific person who was talking a lot in the front row and how it was affecting my performance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we heard from that person yesterday. Oh. We got a message.
Are they back?
Well, because I'm a decent person who often thumbs through the sticky pages of my Lee Greenwood Bible. I'm that type of person. Of course, I would. They wrote me a very, very long thing about their evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows what was involved? But I'd like to apologize to the New York Comedy Club, because the woman told me, she goes, oh, you were saying something about security was terrible and they weren't doing anything. She goes, no, they did. They came up to me several times and told me to quiet down. And then they did ask her to leave.
Okay.
So I would like to apologize to them, because they did do their job.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it so stealthily, Alex, that I didn't even notice.
Wow. Okay.
But the woman went on to say, they did warn me three times to quiet down. And I'm from the stage warned her three times to quiet down, and she still didn't quiet down.
Mm-hmm.
But then she went on to say, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it made me feel a little bad, but not that bad, I'll be honest. She said, I'm hard of hearing, so I didn't know I was being that loud, because I'm hard of hearing. I don't know if I believe it, but anyway, listen.
I can't laugh?
Yeah, exactly. So I felt bad. She said, I feel terrible about all of this. I feel terrible. So she said, I would love to come see you again. I said, you're always welcome. I look forward to having you sit very quietly at a show anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't be at Stanford, but wherever you may be.
Yeah.
I would love to have you back. Fine. I'm not going to hold a grudge. Let's let bygones be bygones. And also, for anyone who listened to the Patreon episode where I really go off on this situation, you guys can call off the dogs on the Facebook page for this poor woman who's taken a beating. She's already feels bad enough. Mm-hmm. So let's call off the dogs on her and just go after, you know, go get yourself a Lee Greenwood Bible, $59.99, and, you know, learn the word of the Lord. And
yeah.
I think even Lee Greenwood would agree. It's time to let people, you know, to forgive and forget.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of Lee Greenwood's, isn't that the B-side to God Bless America?
Yeah.
Forgive and forget.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course we're going to, you know, what we'll be going out on today, right? Everybody. Thank you for listening to Cover to Cover. We love doing it over here, and we hope you guys get the joke. We're just goofing off. don't give us 1-star reviews because we said anything about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun. You understand how these things are easily parodyable, if that's even a word. You understand, right? Alex, are you ready?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready. You better have what I think you have.
I'll be missing you? P. Diddy?
No. Fucking I'm proud to be in a Lee Green.
I got excited. Shake Your Tail Feather featuring P. Diddy?
Oh, what's that?
Nelly.
Which one is this? I'm Proud to Be an American, or is this God Bless America?
Those are the same song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. If tomorrow all the things were gone. This is God Bless the USA.
God Bless USA.
Mm-hmm. And I had to
start again. But Proud to Be an American is another song.
No. Same song.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Isn't that a different song?
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Oh, here you go. Yeah, it's one song. You're not even a real patriot.
Oh, my God, I'm not, Alex. Oh, my God. I'm leaving this country. Oh, you're right. It is. I got to tell you, I don't hate this song. I know I'm supposed to. But I don't. This song just gives me swells of pride.
Yeah,
I like America. I don't hate America, Alex. I love it. Love America. And I see a lot of it, more so than most people. Mm-hmm. I see it all. I see it all, Alex. The good and the bad, and everything in between.
Yeah.
I'm going to be answering questions over on LeeGreenwood.com. I frequently ask questions. If you guys have any, I'll be answering them from here on out. I should be the one. Oh, I've been there.
Oh.
Been there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going. Across the plains of Texas. Uh-huh. Been there as well. Could be there in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. Sea to Shining Sea.
Detroit, coming
to Detroit in May. Ooh, two.
Don't like either one.
You son of a bitch. I bet people get angry when they have to sing New York and L.A. They probably go, damn it. Damn it. Don't you sing about those weirdness filled with squatters. This is a pretty good song.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Lee Greenwood. You got one banger. You know what somebody needs to do?
Yeah.
I'll tell P. Diddy how to fix his career. You sample this shit, and people will also be like, you know what? Let's forget everything. The trafficking, everything else, the sexual harassment, everything else, the sampling. Let's give him a second chance. I think he really needs to make this one like a... They need to get like Tiesto involved in this.
Oh, yeah.
Make it like a dance track.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I really start getting in. Like, if I have a couple of beers in me and I'm at a fireworks show, I'm crying right now, Alex. I am bawling crying. Thank you. God bless America, everybody. And everyone else who listens to us worldwide, Australia, Ireland, all you weirdos. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Canada, we like you too. Who else?
Portugal.
We love them all. And everybody, God bless all of you, you freaks. Bye-bye.